The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, we are back at 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, hump day, February 1st, 2023. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. I told you this hour was going to be emotional, controversial, and also, hey, this is what we are. We're all about controversy on this show. Just like I say, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? 6 months. Well, in the case of COVID, it might have taken a little bit longer than that, but there are certain people out there, like our next guests, Carolyn Blakeman and Jamie Scher. And Jamie Scher, by the way, is with the law firm of Meyer & Scher. And we've got some news that they're going to be announcing or have and in the process of announcing. They're going after the makers of Remdesivir. Do you remember that stuff? This is why I refer to hospitals as death camps, for a good reason. We just have a report out, as a matter of fact, now. And this is by Dr. Joe Mercola, that hospitals are getting paid $29,000 for every COVID death they cause. And so for all of those that are out there, I mean, we're looking at news and going, wow. And I'm a card-carrying investigative journalist, and I'm trying to tie all this into them with the Great Reset, with stealing our wealth. In order to do that, I mean, we got 14,000 foreclosures going on in the state of California right now. And I'm doing all the research, and I've looked up at least 1,400 of these names, and a lot of them are dead. And just recently, you know, anybody that died, 21, 22, I'm looking at this stuff going, oh, I wonder if they got the jab. We're talking about California that mandated a lot of this garbage, and people bought into it because the government told me I should get the jab. And then I got pressured by my family members and all sorts of other gobbledygook. And then you see parents at some of these events, like Clay Clark in Dallas, that was wearing, my 16-year-old son died because he got the jab. Well, hey, Daddy, how come you're wearing that shirt in the first place? Where is your cognitive dissonance? You should have pulled that off and put the critical thinking cap on. They only tested this stuff for not even 10 months. They didn't even test it on a full spectrum of people. Now they want to give it to your kids? Really? Carolyn, welcome to the show. Jamie, as well.
Hi. Thank you.
Understand, I've been researching this stuff ever since we got locked down on March 17, 2020, and this was in Florida, where I was at the time, and we were broadcasting at kdwradio.com, and I still do, by the way. My co-host got one Moderna jab, and I've been on his case ever since. You better take NAC, you better take something to overcome that, because you have a responsibility to your listeners and not to the people that fear-mongered you into going out and getting the jab. I don't get it, you know. So we have these conversations on a constant basis. Stupidity cannot be helped, and there's 220 million Americans out there that are going to live to regret this, especially if what they're saying about 5G and 6G and the kill switch and everything else that's going on here is true. And then you've got people, which I don't get. 2.5 years ago, I uncovered this doctor named Carol Baker. Now, I don't know if you know about Carol Baker, but she was a vaccine expert, alleged expert. She was appointed by the Obama administration to lead a CDC advisory committee, and she was honored at a ceremony funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And according to the latest information out there, is facing a widespread criticism following a report on her videotape proposal to, well, we'll let the clip that I'm going to play right now, we'll let it, it's all self-explanatory, folks. They filed complaints with the Texas Medical Board over Dr. Carol Baker from Houston, from her comments. Here's what she said.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
There you have it. Carolyn, Jamie, what do you think?
No words. I'm speechless.
Unbelievable.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. Health Ranger is reporting this as fresh news today on the blog. And I'm going, oh, come on. I reported on this 2.5 years ago. What the hell are you doing? I don't understand. Why would you regurgitate something that was said 3 years ago and claim it's news? I just discovered it. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I knew about this 2.5 years ago doing my research. Anybody that deep dive, and I mean, he's got a lab, and I'm not picking on you, Mike. I'm just saying here that, look, we know about Dr. Carol Baker. She's all part of this World Economic Forum consortium with Harari and everybody else and Klaus Schwab. Did I say that name? Oh, we all want to cut up the Klaus Schwab and we're going to have Schwab kebabs. That's our new thing. Schwab kebabs. We're going to cut them up and put them on a skewer, put them on the grill, and we'll have Schwab kebabs. That's what we'd all like to do to Klaus Schwab right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's hiding. I think Bill Gates, everybody needs to be hiding right now because America is starting to wake up, aren't they?
They are.
Well, that's the whole thing with waking up. People have to wake up and they have to hear about these things that we knew 6 months ago. So it's okay to repeat it.
So you're giving Health Ranger some latitude here. Okay. I get that.
We're seeing that a lot in this area, people repeating older videos and stuff. Everyone just completely ignored them in the beginning. But, they didn't listen to us.
This woman, I know. This woman, though, Carol Baker, this doctor.
It's crazy.
She's white.
Yeah. Well, this is a genocide.
I'm like, Dr. Baker, if you're part of the genocide, they need to deal with you in Nuremberg too. I mean, this is what we want. We want another Nuremberg. Fauci, Gilead, Burks. We want all of them. I mean, Burks, how stupid can you be? Let's make some money and write a book about all the lies we spread during the pandemic. Can you believe that, Jamie?
I can believe it. They think that they're above. They think they're not like us. They think they're elite. So they are untouchable, but they're not. And, we're all the same. So we have to fight for our freedoms. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we are. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, because I know your time is limited here this morning. Let's talk about the situation with Gilead. What led you to formulate the idea to go after him?
Well, we've been working on this. Also, my team has been working on this for over 2 years since basically COVID began. Because as we all know, COVID, everybody got sick. And they had a cold, an allergy, or a flu. And we know it's 99.987% curable. But then what happened was there were some people that probably had autoimmune problems or issues breathing, and they went to the hospital, and that's where they gave them remdesivir. Why were people dying? People were dying because they went to the hospital, not because they were home. Anybody who was home, they were getting better. They were fine. Even if they just took Advil, they got better. It may take longer, but they still got better. And, of course, we know that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine absolutely work. And I have a situation with that this week with one of my employees. And she took ivermectin after not being able to breathe. She was about to go to the hospital, and now she's better. Anyway, long story short, you go to the hospital, and I know you said something before about $30,000. Actually, the bills that we're seeing, Carolyn, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about $500,000 for about 2 weeks of a stay in a hospital. $500,000, and we have all those records. So why did they say no to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin? Because the patents had run out, and so they used something that has no record of helping people for any type of disease, whether it's Ebola or it's COVID, which we all know COVID is actually, quote-unquote, a cold, according to the definition. So why did we start doing this? We started looking around. I have these amazing, brilliant attorneys. And we started saying, how can we get around the PREP Act? Because we can't bring damages. We can't do this because there's immunities for these vaccines and for these pharmaceutical companies and these protocols. And we have one brilliant attorney named Sheldon who was able to figure out that we could go after product false advertising. And yesterday we did an interview and I gave an example that I think everybody can relate to. There is a case right now in Florida filed in November of 2022, where A woman is suing Kraft Macaroni and Cheese because it was falsely advertised that it would be ready in 3.5 minutes, when in fact it's not ready for 5 minutes.
I remember that.
And the case is not dismissed. It's still pending. So to me, if that case can pend, I know that our case can, since we have close to 1,000 victims right now. Most of them have died. We do have some survivors. So in our class action, we will have one person that's a survivor as the head of the class, and also one person who is a surviving member. Her husband was killed. We decided that we needed to make this company own up to what they've done and stop, you know, the bleeding, stop the killing. And so we're ready to file it. The big reason why we're doing this whole media tour is not to get more clients, but we need funding because we're facing a big pharma, and they have so much money, as you can hear how much money they get from these victims that are in the hospital. We need funding to fight them. We need a war chest. So
right. We have included the link for what's happening in March 25th in San Antonio, Texas. There is a rally going on, and Jamie, you'll be there speaking, as will Carolyn and myself. I will actually be emceeing the event, as I was told yesterday, and when I saw my picture on the screen, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't have a problem with it, because I've been researching this stuff. I have interviewed so many frontline doctors. I am down with the depopulation thing, because this is genocide, folks. I mean, I knew this the very first time that I was ever exposed to this. In reality, it kicked in when I was driving down Rampart Boulevard in Port Charlotte, Florida, and I saw this whole line at Kingsway Golf Club. And I mean, I'm telling you, actual fact, there's all these vehicles lined up. There's ambulances at the end of the line, and there's like 5 and 6 cars wide and probably 50 to 100 cars deep. And I'm watching them all go through these tents and stopping under the tent, and they're getting a jab, and then they got to go stay parked down at the other end for 30 minutes to make sure they didn't have an adverse reaction. How would they know that somebody might have an adverse reaction to the jab unless somebody had been tipped off? That scared the hell out of me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. See, that's when the critical thinking kicked in. And I said, there's something nefarious going on here. And now you have remdesivir, which, of course, is a Fauci-Gilead protocol. He is totally tied into Gilead Sciences. I know he's been making money off of them. And the real problem with Gilead, they'll fight you, obviously, but remdesivir in of itself has been shown time after time to shut down kidneys, which facilitates major organ failure. So the bigger problem that I have at this juncture is how Gilead is going to respond, knowing what the statistics are, and where you see this going as far as class action or handful. How's that going to work?
Let me just finish that part up. So there's a couple different actions that are going to pend at the same time. We're going after Gilead and to try to take them down and not let them distribute this drug anymore. However, at the same time, Caroline is in touch with all of the clients and getting them hooked up with attorneys locally, and they're going to file local cases against their hospitals and doctors in order to get them to also not want to distribute this drug anymore. And then there's also some criminal work that's going on to go after the bigwigs who have been getting rich over this and also, you know, killing people. And we also created this bracelet, which I think also you were able to Carolyn and I created this bracelet. It's a medical alert bracelet, and it basically says that you're allergic to this. And so I think everybody is allergic to dying.
Yes, death can be lethal. Yeah.
So we would love, if somebody were to donate a whole bunch of money, we would give out these bracelets free to everybody in front of hospitals. We'd have volunteers standing in front of hospitals giving them out as people walk into the hospital, even if you're going in for a broken leg. Because we know that somebody, Carolyn can tell you a story about somebody who went in for hiccups and they didn't come out. So Carolyn, why don't you tell a couple of your stories?
Yeah, these bracelets are incredible. They're going to save lives, fund the class action, and stop the protocol ourselves, because we've consulted attorneys and doctors, and they're like, that's a brilliant idea, because if it says you're allergic to something, they medically can't legally can't give it to you. It's a medical directive. And it's already saved several lives. We've gotten word that somebody warded into the hospital. Jamie knows somebody. I know somebody. And they wrote down immediately, do not give remdesivir, fentanyl, or arsenine. So they're working. Yeah, we've had many, many cases where they did not have COVID. Like one man went in, zero symptoms, and he had hiccups, but he had had the chronic case of hiccups before, and they just gave him this medication. It calmed it down. Well, they instead tested him for COVID, said he was positive, which he was not, and gave him remdesivir. His kidney shut down. They ventilated him. Then they cut off both of his legs 4 hours before he died.
Carolyn, you forgot to say, beforehand, why did he get hiccups? Whenever he gets excited, he gets hiccups. Tell the real story, the fun story. Go ahead.
About him being intimate with his
wife. He was
kind of like one of these long story short things that all of a sudden just evolves during the conversation.
He had just been intimate with his wife. So,
he got hiccups.
He wasn't sick. Yeah, that's in the actual complaint, is that he was just into his wife. But his son goes to protest at the hospital and somebody runs him over and he loses his leg, veteran. So the story is horrific. And, they get the 20% bonus on top of the whole hospital bill for using remdesivir. And they're still using it. I still call hospitals today and say, what's your COVID protocol? And they say remdesivir. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. We have 640 cases in our system, and I'd say 98.9 of them are remdesivir deaths.
People can go to the website and literally watch people testify to or tell their stories. It's so compelling, so heart-wrenching. It'll make you want to get involved and stop this.
Okay, Brady in Las Vegas, you are on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman and Jamie Scher. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to bring up the point. I saw Dr. Michael Artis again with his presentation and what he thinks the COVID-19 is. It's not COVID-19, it's Covenom. And when you look at when they did the PCR test, they were looking for snake peptide that's in your body. The two chemicals that form the blood clots, which they thought were blood clots, are Ecarin and Textilinin. These are two things together, when combined in your body, grows something that looks like a 6-foot blood clot. We're dealing with snake venom. It's not spike protein, it's snake protein. So when they were looking again, look what the PCR test looks for. It looked for snake venom. So we got to really bring everybody back on track. COVID-19 was never a virus. It's a venom.
No, it's a poison. Yeah, that's for sure, Brady. But the thing is, the argument I got to make here is, it fits in with remdesivir because apparently remdesivir contains a lot of this material. That is what is shutting down the kidneys and causing multiple organ failure. I'll ask Jamie, what do you think about that? Does that sound logically correct?
Yeah. And Dr. Brian Artis is one of my favorite people in the whole world. Yeah. And he's been on this since the beginning. He's actually the reason why I got involved in this. I heard him speak on Mel K one day and I was just like, oh my gosh, I got to get involved in this. So yeah, so I do think that he is that 6 months ahead of us.
Yeah. Well, Brian Artis has been on the show twice already. And we've had this conversation both in person at Clay Clark as well as on the air here. And so these people could represent a host of witnesses to you in the upcoming lawsuit, the litigation against remdesivir, because I, know that Brian has looked into this. He's lost his father-in-law. He's explained the entire process. And I'm sure when he gets on stage on March 25th, he's going to have a lot to tell people. And the world needs to be paying attention. What kind of media response do you think we're going to get out of this?
I think we're going to get a really good media response. We've had about four media platforms said they're going to live stream it. Brighteon, Blaze TV, a couple more, I can't remember. But I think Mickey Willis, filmmaker from Plandemic, is going to be out there speaking and filming the rally to use in the end of one of his movies, Steps of the Rally. So he'll be doing individual interviews as well. But we're going on a real big marketing campaign here starting today, actually. So I think with the lineup of all-star speakers we have, I think we're going to get a great turnout.
I hope so. And, of course, now we have a website that you can go to. We posted a lot of this. As a matter of fact, the Give, Send, Go link is on the email blast that you're going to be getting.
That's coming in,
and we're going to give people the opportunity to donate. Right now, it looks a little meager out there. So you folks, if you want to see the success of this thing, if you've lost a loved one to remdesivir or lost someone to a ventilator, I mean, the Chinese, they were making so much money pushing ventilators out there. Does this come into the picture at all, Jamie?
Yeah, that's part of the whole routine. They put you on remdesivir, and then when you start to shut down, they tell the families, oh, we have to put them on a ventilator. And a lot of the families were thinking originally, oh, well, they're on, you know, that stuff that Trump took, you know, but that's Regeneron, not remdesivir. You know, if you're a layperson, the medical terms can sound a little confusing. So then they put you on the ventilator, and that just makes things worse. Because when you can't breathe and when your lungs are filled with fluid and then you go on a ventilator, you basically drown to death. It's one of the most heinous, horrible deaths. And the reason why you don't see the person really like in agony is because they are so drugged up with morphine that you don't see the pain. But it's really horrific, and it has to stop. It must stop.
Yeah. Well, then, of course, you have the murders going on where they say, oh, you tested positive for COVID, but she had Down syndrome. Remember Scott Shur, his daughter, Shara's daughter?
Yeah, he's going to send in a tape to speak at the rally, too, because he can't make it personally. But I spoke at her rally, and that story is just heart-wrenching.
Well, he's been on my show twice as well. And so, yeah. I mean, we're talking to all the same cast of characters that are going to make themselves known here. And, you know, it's really sad that people couldn't depend on God. They had to depend on the government, and the government lied. This is the thing. I mean, now we're in a situation where governments are supposed to be doing the will of we the people, not the other way around. Yet the government turned around and looked, it just the appearance of blatant lying is exactly what's happened here. I mean, there's no getting around it. Do you think so, Jamie? Did it look like that to you?
I think the government is still lying. They're still giving remdesivir. I got a call yesterday to try to help break out somebody from the hospital. We've done a lot of that. And they're giving it to children. They're also doing it in outpatient care. This is not stopped. So there's a couple other avenues that we're working on, but the bracelet's a huge one. And then we're also trying to work with maybe the medical malpractice carriers, because they're going to be hit hard with all these lawsuits that are coming at them as well. So maybe they'll stop insuring the doctors and the hospitals for giving remdesivir, and that will stop those doctors and hospitals from giving it out.
There's got to be something to that, because when has the insurance companies ever encouraged the doctors to give the most expensive medication instead of the cheapest? So, you know, when they came out with that disinformation campaign and against ivermectin, I mean, that just, you know, raised big time red flags for me, because why are they trying so hard to discredit a 30-year-old drug that's been super, super safe, you know, as not working, and then pushing this one that's a failed Ebola drug that killed 54% of the people? You know, it's just like,
well, they have
your critical thinking.
They had immunity.
Yeah.
They have immunity, and they weren't making money on those other drugs. So the immunity has to be overcome. And when you can prove that they're causing death, fraud, then we can overcome that. So we need a fortress. We need to fight this. Everybody needs to fight this, and everybody needs to be aware. So we got to.
Just wondering, out of curiosity, because I don't think people realize the severity of this. So many people that I knew in Florida at the time, their parents were dying of sepsis. And I'm like, what is going on here behind the scenes? We're not being told. You're not letting your daughter in. The daughter's calling us at home and saying, they won't let me see my mom. They've got her in ICU. And all of a sudden now she dies because her family doctor said, you need to take her to the hospital right now. And apparently I said, look, please don't let them give her remdesivir. Well, they did nothing. When she said no remdesivir and jumped on the situation, they did nothing. They didn't give her any antibiotics, nothing. She died of sepsis. She went into septic shock. And I'm like, okay, that's murder. That's just as much murder as anything else. I mean, it's blatant to me. But see, you're talking about going in and breaking somebody out. I think people need to be aware of how did you break them out? They need to know.
We did three over the holidays. Well, we end up having to sneak ivermectin in, actually the topical kind, and slather it all over their bodies and act like it's massage oil. And then they recover and they get up and the doctors are like, we can't believe this. We can't either. And then they leave and they're home. So you got to do what you got to do.
Well, that's one way. That's one way. But I'm talking about the legal aspect of this whole thing, Jamie. You're an attorney. You walk in the hospital. I'm a lawyer. I'm an attorney. I'm practicing. Watch your step. I mean, what do you say to these people when they sit there and say, well, that's not our protocol. We can't treat with ivermectin. We can't do any of this. Now, all of a sudden, you're faced with the idea of here's a parent laying in bed. They're going to die if we don't do something. What did you do?
Well, every situation is different. Every state is different. Every hospital is different, whether it's public or private. So it's really on a very individual basis. But I do know that a longtime friend of mine missed my birthday over the summer, and she's never missed it ever. And so I knew something was wrong. And when I called her, her son was from, you know, out of the country. He was like, oh, she's in the hospital. She's okay. Meanwhile, they had her on a vent because she had an allergic reaction to the drug that they gave her. And she would have died. But I just put my foot down, became her healthcare proxy, and told them that they had to, you know, wean her off and take her off. And then we said we were going to go pick her up. And they said, no, this is on a Monday. Come on Thursday. I said, no, we'll be there today. And so I went with her son. We picked her up. Her son went and got her out of the hospital because I didn't want to get arrested or anything. And brought her to my car. And if I told you, her arms had, I mean, so many, they did so much stuff to her arms. Her throat to this day, this was in July, her throat to this day, she can't swallow completely because of what they did, how they just put it down there because they never thought that she would be alive. They just figured they would just jam it down there. So,
well, again, it's no wonder they wanted you to wait until Thursday. She'd be dead by then. They'd be getting paid off.
Exactly. And it always happens at night.
God was watching over, saying, because I hadn't spoken to her in like 6 months. And God was watching over because she missed my birthday. I called and said, "Where you missed my birthday?" But she didn't answer.
Oh, my. You see, and this is where we have a problem, folks, because these hospitals are death camps and you trust your family doctor. I haven't even gone to my wellness checkup this year, which is paid for, because I don't trust my guy, because all of a sudden, oh, well, we need to hospitalize you for some reason or another. Next thing you know, they're trying to shove a swab up your nose, which I've never had. You don't know what's on the end of that swab. People just say, well, my doctor said so. See, I think that's the older generation's take on a lot of what's going on right now, and they're not waking up, and unfortunately that ends up being the situation. They don't wake up. They're murdered in hospitals all over the United States, and this is still going on. I mean, Jamie, in closing, because we've only got a minute left for this particular segment, and I know you got to go, what's the game plan here to try to educate people and wake them up besides the rally?
The lawsuit. If we get the proper funding, we will file it next week. It's ready. It's ready, and they are going to be shocked. And if we can bring this false advertising claim against Gilead when they've been a little more careful than Pfizer and Moderna, then one of my team members, David Dahlia, brilliant guy, he said, we got to go after Pfizer and Moderna because they are so blatant. Every single commercial, they tell you how safe and effective it is. And that's clearly false advertising because we know people are dropping dead.
Well, keep in mind that here at the Power Hour, if you email us that complaint at support@thepowerhour.com, I will make sure it gets out to our hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show right now. Jamie, thanks so much. We'll be joined by Carolyn. Will be on the phone with us and stay with us here. She's also on Skype for those of you who want to watch us on Rumble and Brighteon. We'll be back after these messages here on the Power Hour. Dave Prieger with you. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Bye, Jamie.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. We are just a little over a month and a half away from a big rally that's going to be taking place in San Antonio that yours truly is going to be on stage emceeing along with Carolyn Blakeman, who joins us here on the Power Hour. Carolyn, once again, welcome. Thank you for joining us in this segment.
Thank you.
Well, you understand something, folks. Carolyn is very dedicated to what she does. She's got three different websites, formerfedsgroup.org, chbmp.org, and americangranddaughter.net. Now, there's also another website that you gave me yesterday that I want you to alert people to because it talks all about the upcoming event. Go ahead and give us the website.
It's rememberthevictimstexas.com, but it's a national rally, so people will be coming in from all over the country. In fact, we have Renee Fulmick. Is the German attorney coming in from Germany? So it's going to be.
Das ist gut, ja.
He's amazing. He's been doing these crimes against humanity cases. Did one at The Hague, and he'll be there speaking. We have just an all star lineup, and of course yours. Yeah, you'll be hosting it, and I'll be there co hosting it with you. But it's going to be fantastic. It's rememberthevictimstexas.com. We encourage everybody to come, and not if you're whether you've been a victim to the protocols or not, come out and support and learn from these speakers about what's going on in the hospitals. The doctors will be talking. There will be attorneys talking, victims sharing their stories. So there's going to be senators there that are coming out and being outspoken on this issue. Finally, now, Senator Rob Hall, he's been one of the few voices that's
One of our guys. He's been on the show before a couple of times. So, yeah, we have him on when we talk about EMP. But this is the first I'll be actually seeing him speak relative to this debacle.
Yeah, so, he's been on a couple of our support meetings, and he has been one of the few that's outspoken. I mean, these politicians are going to have to stand up and take a side. I mean, they can't just straddle the fence and watch the American people be slaughtered. So, you know, I don't care what side you're on. Both of them know it's wrong. The statistics and the science isn't lying. So they just, what we're trying to do is build a constituency where they can't ignore us. You know, that's why we're documenting all these stories and putting them in our database, because, you know, a couple stories they could ignore, 500, you know, they could, you know, just not give a hoot about, but thousands, they're going to have to recognize us.
I'm just wondering, Carolyn, not to interrupt, but you bring up a valid point, and I'm going to go in that direction. Thanks for opening that door. What about the rest of Congress, and why can't they pass legislation to repeal the act that basically indemnifies all of the drug manufacturers so we can go after Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. We, in our task force, that we have a volunteer task force, that we have a legislation committee that are working on getting, you know, different laws passed and new legislation in their state. But, you know, maybe now that we got the House back, something might happen. I don't know. But, you know, that's every state is just keep on, even Florida, which I love to see, as re-signed the bill to keep the immunities in place for the hospitals. And it's I don't understand it either, because it's either they're all in on it, or they're just being lied to, or they're being paid off. Yeah.
There you go. And for those of you watching us live on video stream, you see me doing the money thing with my fingers. That's what it's all about, folks, is donating to campaigns. And I'll tell you what, Governor, I'm sure there's a foundation out there that you'd like us to donate to that we can definitely keep you as long as you pass and sign that passed immunity bill. Yeah. And how many people in the legislature in Florida did they have to bribe to get that passed? Here's the big thing. When they start doing stuff like this, it's like, okay, how far can we trust you? You're starting to do the same damn things that the federal government's doing. They divided us. They played this thing out in the Agenda 21 meetings ahead of time. They already knew at Johns Hopkins. They did this study focus group where they said 35% effective. Oh, great. Let's get everybody to shame each other. That was the most effective way to get people to take the jab. And they knew the whole time that the people who took the jab were going to end up just like that MSDNC anchorwoman, Yasmin, who just got treated for peri and myocarditis in the hospital. And like I said, just a matter of time before she drops dead on camera. Just a matter of time. These people, you took the shot. I mean, this is the thing, you know, Carolyn, your group is fighting on all fronts. I mean, this is a multifaceted war we're in.
Oh, yeah. We're fighting the protocols. We're fighting the jab mandates. We actually have a pro se template on our website. If anybody's faced with a mandate, they can go there, download it, fill in the blanks, and get their day in front of a judge with or without an attorney. That's a free thing we offer. So don't take your career over, don't take the jab over your career, because this is a bioweapon. All it is, the mRNA, is instructions for your body to produce this bioweapon, the spike protein. So it's deadly. I don't know one person actually in my life that hasn't gotten that got the jab that hasn't been injured from it in some way.
Yeah, that's sad. I'm sorry about that, too. We are taking your phone calls, by the way, 844-769-2944 here on the Power Hour. If you want to ask a question of Carolyn Blakeman, who's here with us, She is a media director and victim liaison for the former Fred's Group Freedom Foundation. She's had a blog since 2016 called American Granddaughter, writing about issues concerning our country. She's an artist, event planner, and now volunteer. I could tell when I read the bio show notes on your bio and it said event planner, I'm like, now I know who's been behind the scenes of this big rally coming down. You got an event planner. Is this one of the biggest shindigs you've done?
Probably close to it, yes. I mean, we've done huge fundraisers for school systems and stuff, but we raised over $1 million in 4 hours one time. But as far as it, this kind of lineup of speakers and this magnitude, I'd probably say, yeah. But I've got a committee working with me, so.
Well, that's
I actually
good.
Haven't done any events since I started volunteering, since I do this full time now.
You see, there's the thing, folks. It's called volunteerism. That's, and the committee is all volunteer, too, aren't they?
Yes, and our task force is, too. We have 160 volunteer. Most of them are widows. You know, if they thought that they were just going to roll over, curl up, and cry themselves to death, and for, you know, just chalk it up to COVID, they were wrong. You know, watch out when you've got thousands of pissed off widows. I'll tell you that.
No doubt. Because, what about C19? Now, what about this organization?
They're awesome. Kat Crum, she is the founders of C19 Widows for Justice. And she lost her husband to the protocol. Just an egregious story. I encourage people to watch it on our website, chbmp.org. But she is, they're co-hosting this event with us. We work together closely with them. We'll work with any organization that is in the same fight, because one big voice is a lot more effective than lots of little voices. And then we also have the other co-host is a guy, Steve Ryder. He's a podcaster as well, but he started the Never Alone Project because his wife was left alone in the hospital. And I'll tell you something about that. I came up with this theory the other day when I was yelling at a nurse at a hospital trying to get the mother to stay in there with her daughter who they just ventilated. And they were trying to get her to leave. And I knew once that she left, things were going to happen and they wouldn't let her back in. So I'm having words with this nurse and I just pulled this out of thin air, but it worked. I said, well, she's invoking her Americans with Disabilities Act. And the nurse said, well, her daughter's not disabled. I said, can she talk? This is on event. And the nurse said, no. I said, then she's disabled temporarily.
Ooh, and, nice and move.
I know. I don't know where it came from. So I said, Janie, go over there, pull up a chair, grab her hand, sit down, do not move. And she was allowed to stay the entire time, like 4 days before we got her out. I don't know where
four it came. Days. 4 days on a ventilator?
Oh, she was on, I think, six, but we got her out.
Oh, yeah. God. See, now they're discovering that they can actually do a higher volume intake with just a nasal cannula and feed them oxygen during that time. Tom in Ohio, you're on the phone with us here. Carolyn Blakeman and myself, go ahead.
Good morning. I got a question I've never heard addressed by anybody on this jab. Is that transmissible through sex? Like, say, your husband, the man gets the jab and his wife didn't?
Yeah, there is shedding from the jab. And Dr. McCullough actually suggests that you wait a few weeks after you get it if your spouse isn't jabbed, because the jab will shed the spike protein. I actually feel sick when I'm around a bunch of people that are jabbed.
Well, okay. Well, that answers that question. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Darn. Now we got to be celibate for a while. Oh, man.
You know, that's the whole plan, though. Depopulation.
Yeah. See, it's all part of it. You know, you it can't is. Procreate. And, I mean, not only that, but the spike proteins are going right to the ovaries, right to the testicles, and they're sterilizing people.
Stillbirths are up like 30%.
Big time. Yeah, you're making my case here. I'm like looking at this whole situation, and we've had doctors on the show like James Thorpe, who's come out and he's done the statistics on all of this stuff and said, look, if you're pregnant and you take this shot, you're not going to have that baby. It's pretty much a done deal. And if that baby does manage to come out, it's going to be infected. Mothers are getting infected through breast milk. I mean, if that's the case, then we know that if they got the jab, this stuff is going right to your testicles and or whatever the case may be. And you're going to be polluting the other person that you're trying to procreate with? If you're lucky, if the sperm, if there's any viability or motility left in that at all, and we don't know that yet because you won't realize until about 5 or 10 years down the road when the child is growing up, if in fact they don't have adverse events before that and drop dead, we don't know yet. The bioweapon does some pretty crazy, strange things right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they've planned this out very well. I mean, dividing the family, dividing the public, so we're all, you know, fighting with ourselves to the sterilization. You know, I've got a doctor called me the other day and said, I have a patient, she's had 2 stillbirths and a miscarriage in the last 2 years. I mean, that, as a woman who's lost a child, that is heart-wrenching. And all three of my really close friends that got the jab, they have not had a menstrual cycle since they took it.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, it's, and we're talking about, you know, my friend's daughter who's 19, you know, she's wants to have a child after she gets out of college. Hadn't had a period.
It's, good luck, you know, with that. So much for the fertility cycle. That ain't happening. They're going to end up adopting. Tom in South Carolina, you're on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman and myself here on the Power Hour. Go for it.
Okay, well, I've been listening to the news and trying to make sense of it myself. It appears to me that the virus and vaccine combination is really a worldwide experiment, and there might be something good that could come out of the vaccine, the mRNA, but it would be reserved for the elite. And they're trying to figure out something to do for themselves, the fountain of youth, perhaps, and then at the same time, a way to get rid of us. But I wonder about salt water. Saw a picture of Biden getting the shot. You know, good and well they didn't give him something that he was going to collapse from. He just got salt water.
Saline.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was a big to-do over in Spain, and I think maybe Portugal, too, a good many months ago, where somebody, well, maybe they were going to bring charges against someone who was giving salt water for a fee so that people could get their shot card, officials. It just appears to me that if this is a worldwide experiment, they're not giving everybody the same thing here, there, and yonder. It's even the Moderna is not the same thing in this region as it is in another. So they're keeping track of all of that for the experimental component of it, and they don't want everybody to come down with some vaccine disease at the same time. This is the reason they keep pushing the booster eventually to get everybody infected, so to speak, and expand the experiment. Anyway,
well, Tom, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, to me, it's not an experiment. To me, it's planned genocide. They knew what they were doing. The intent is there. And if it wasn't, they wouldn't have brought criminal charges at The Hague already. Because that's why Reiner Fulmich is going to be at this meeting in San Antonio, this rally that we're doing down there. And this is not just an experiment. They knew what they were doing when they created it. They had tested it on animals. They tested it on humans. They watched the clinical trials. They didn't disclose any of this information. The public was told it was safe and effective. I'm sorry, but man, it's got more than the making of a lawsuit. These people are going to have to be hunted down and dragged into trial if they don't get whacked first, because I have a feeling a lot of people out there are going to be very, very upset when they really come to grips with the truth and realize there's nothing left to live for. I'm going to go find this doctor that did this stuff. I mean, Fauci better have really good security guards, because I have a feeling that if he doesn't make the Nuremberg 2 trial, somebody's going to take him and his wife out. I really think that this is going to happen. People are going to start looking for Schwab and Harari and everybody else because they're sick and tired of our government sitting on their asses and doing nothing about it.
And the batches, you're talking about some people being affected and some people aren't. Well, it's a matter of time. I think we're only starting to see the beginning of how this bioweapon is affecting people. But different batches have different potencies. Some may lose, may not be stored correctly, and they can lose its potency. But you can go to howbadismybatch.com and look up your batch number and see what the adverse events have been reported for your particular batch. And I looked up someone the other day that was having some problems, and there was like 47 deaths, and it lists each kind of adverse event, you know, whether they were having clotting or they were having tremors or whatever the event was. But you can see that some batches are worse than others.
That is sad. Just to even know that. How bad is my batch.com?
I want to say one more thing. I'm not suggesting that this is a nice experiment, a reasonable experiment. This is a Mengele experiment.
Thank you.
And so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. No, yeah. God bless you, Tom. God bless you. Appreciate you calling up and chiming in on that, because it's necessary for people to hear it and people to wake up. If you have that kind of thought process going on, Tom, I can guarantee you there's tens of thousands, I guarantee you, tens of thousands of other people out there have that same concept floating around in their head, and they need to, because we all need to be critically thinking and get that cognitive dissonance away from ourselves and just pray to God that the world starts waking up before it's too late and they take that next booster, because the more of that mRNA crap you get in your system, the worse the outcome. That's my take on it. What do you think, Carolyn?
Absolutely. And why do you think they're pushing it so hard? Have we ever seen a vaccine campaign that's pushed it so hard where they're bribing people with donuts and ice cream to kids, and just the media talks about it nonstop? I mean, at one point you have to say, this doesn't sound right. I mean, there's obviously some really weird reason why they're pushing this experimental new technology jab on the American people when they see people dying. And, you know, we've got nurses that are quitting their jobs left and right because their hospitals are 30% higher than any time they've ever been open because of jab injuries. You know, we've got 3,400 in the jab injured support group that we work with.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, and that's just one organization. There's lots of them out there.
Wow.
And these people's lives are debilitated. They were healthy, young, vibrant, active, and now they can't leave their house.
Well, and not only that, but it may not be over for them completely until it's actually over for them. This may not be the last thing that afflicts them. They may end up dying in their sleep or having myo or pericarditis, any of these things. All right, folks, I'm gonna go over a couple of things with you while we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. If those of you who have a pen or pencil and you're writing this information down to do some internet searching, my producers are talking to me, telling me that we need to slowly mention these websites of importance. Darlene, you're still on hold. I'm going to go to the websites after you. Go ahead. What's your question?
It's not really a question. I've noticed in this, and I live in a very small county of only about 23,000 people before the jab started. One particular man was 51, married to a woman that was jabbed. He died of a stroke. My friend, who's 86, and granted 86 is a factor, I realize that. He took supplements, very healthy, walked, and he started declining in the last month. His wife took the jab. And he had a blood clot on the brain, and it was on the bottom of the brain, so they had to take out the brain to get to it, I guess. So these are just two things I saw, and in bigger populations, it's got to be much worse.
Wow.
You know who hasn't gotten the jab? The CEO of Pfizer.
Are we praying that he takes it?
Well, yeah, like hell, I mean, he's going to take it, Darlene.
He's not stupid.
Oh, my. Appreciate your call. Thanks so much. God bless you, too. She's our farm girl in Indiana, and she's always right on. She does her homework. So I can tell you with a certainty, Darlene has not taken the jab. Neither have either of us, too. So here's the thing. The websites that Carolyn has mentioned here on the show, we're going to show them on your email blast, but I know you want to do the research before the blast comes in, so I'm going to give you what these are. Former Feds, that's plural, FEDS, like federales, all right? Formerfedsgroup.org. That's the first one. Formerfedsgroup.org, all right? And that basically is kind of the whole outlier of the Freedom Foundation that is fighting to bring justice for victims, all right? CHB, that's C Charlie, H Harry, B Boy, M Mary, P Paul, .org, CHBMP.org. That website is for?
It's a database of all of our stories, documented stories of the victims of the hospital protocols and the jab injured. You can also, if you are a victim or had a family lose a family member, you can document your story right there, and you can also order your medical alert bracelet on that site too.
All right, and is a donation required to get the medical alert bracelet?
Yeah, they're $20.
All right, that's an easy fix, folks, and that's going to help raise money to fight the fight. American Granddaughter, that's two D's in granddaughter, AmericanGranddaughter.net is a website that you have been operating for quite some time now. And what do you discuss mostly on that website?
Well, it started off as a conservative blog. I'm a conservative blogger, and I was blogging about government corruption. But that since the onset of this pandemic, I've been blogging strictly about the corruption in this. I've got several articles on hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. I've got one that's called Lab Rats and Bureaucrats that's about the jab. Then all of the stories also I post on my blog.
Okay. And so yeah. You got this other one now. It's called RememberTheVictimsTexas.com. That's mm-hmm. all about the upcoming rally going on and who the speakers are going to be at that event. There's like 25 different speakers. It's from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th in San Antonio at Milam Park, weather permitting. We have alternate plans, but you need to be in touch with that website if you plan on coming. It's called RememberTheVictimsTexas, spelled out, .com. And then, of course, the last particular website that you just brought up was howbadismybatch.com.
Yeah.
And put your batch number in and find out. I know, it's crazy. I didn't even know that website was out there, but thanks so much for enlightening us on this.
Sure.
Carolyn Blakeman, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll have to have you back again very soon to continue this discussion. In the meantime, those of you in America that are waking up, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp. And the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away.
And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.